This is Brother Metter, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus, and I pray that everyone had a good holiday season, and we have now entered into a new year. And beginning with this new year, I want to just stop and talk to you about a few things to help you get your mind, your spirit, and your body on track with the Lord, and to start moving forward in a realm and a place that God wants you to be. You know, I'm going to read from 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and it's the 5th verse, and this is Paul when he said this. He said, "Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates." So Paul is telling us here, and this is in 2 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, in the 5th verse. But Paul is telling us here, examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith. You know, so many times and so much of our time is spent looking at situations and looking at other people. And I know we care about other people, and myself being a pastor and have been for going into 20 years now, then you are concerned about other people, and you're always reaching to the Lord, wondering if there's something you can do or something you can say or some manner of prayer you can enter into to reach out for somebody that God will help them. But there comes a time, and I believe this is the time, going into this new year, that God is telling us, examine our own selves. And that's what I've started doing. I've started examining myself and asking God to work something in me, for God to help me. I need God to change me and to take me back to those dedications and that spirit of prayer and those consecrations and reaching out for God to change me as an individual. Once God begins to work on me and I can get myself in right standing and keep myself in a right spirit with God, then I feel like I might be able to turn my attention to others. But you know, David, after he had gone what he went through with Bathsheba, and all of us know David loved God. The Bible tells us that David was a man after God's own heart, and that is why God chose him to bring the lineage of Jesus Christ through his bloodline. But yet, he was still man. He was still human. He was still flesh. And David messed up, and David knew he had messed up. But instead of covering up what David had messed up, there come a time that he had to stop and examine himself and get himself right with God. So I want to go to Psalms 51, and this is something that I have started including in my prayer every morning. I rise early and I study my Bible. I've got a devotional that I do, and I'll read some thoughts and read some scripture, then I'll listen to probably 5 or 10 chapters in the Bible in different places to get the word flowing in my spirit, and then usually I'll go to prayer. Sometimes I get up, depending on how the Spirit's moving, first thing I do is I go to prayer. But this is what David, knowing the mess that he had gotten his life in, the things that God was dealing with him about, because the prophet Nathan had come to him and rebuked him and set this situation before him and told him he had to get it in order. I mean, under the law, David had done things that he could be stoned. He could be put to death under the law. But when God smote his heart and convicted him, David prayed here in Psalms 51, starting at verse 9. He said, "Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. So David prayed this, and he was asking God to help him, asking God to change him, asking God to clean his heart, do something inside of him, work in him, so David could get back that joy and that peace and that relationship with God that he had walked in ever since he was a young boy. We need to stop and examine ourselves and see if we be in the faith.